the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
You might remember back in January, which seems like it was a decade ago, President Trump tweeted that he'd send in the feds to Chicago if we didn't get our crime act together. Mm. Last week, authorities confirmed that about 20 additional agents with the ATF have been sent to Chicago to combat gun violence here. Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, was asked by Fox and Friends if the added help will have an impact.
It will have an impact in reducing shootings in Chicago, but we really, the police have been demoralized in many ways. They're not feeling good. The policies in Chicago have not been working. Murders are way too high. Other cities like Chicago are far better off than Chicago. It is critical for the people of Chicago, public safety, that we begin to work together here and to deport violent criminals who've been convicted. They need to be not a sanctuary city, but they need to be protecting the people of Chicago mm-hmm. from violent criminals. They're not. We've got to see that this works much better. It's just not acceptable what's happening now.
All right. Two things about that. One, that's correct. It's not acceptable what's happening now. We all agree. Deporting the criminals is not going to work because the vast majority of the shootings in the city are being perpetrated by American citizens.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not a and he's working in the agenda of sanctuary cities because he's on Fox and Friends and that plays and
sure.
you know, in Fox and Friendsville, that's, you know, that audience has been programmed to hear sanctuary city, deport, build the wall, that whole kind of thing, which has nothing to do, or let's put it this way, not nothing, very little incrementally to do with the mass shootings and death in this city. Close to 100 people were shot this weekend. Almost all of them, if you look at the map, the Sun-Times has it on their website, and you can click and see the story, that of the 86 that are on that map, as of 6 o'clock this morning, and that were verified. So I think they can go to 100 now by this afternoon in terms of others that, you know, were people who arrived in emergency rooms with gunshot wounds that were never reported prior. So of those 86, I think 80 of them were American on American crimes, and the others, and we don't know the other six. I can't tell. I'm just gonna have to go on names of suspects or names of victims and assume they're Americans or not. I don't know, but it doesn't even matter because if just by percentage, it's a false flag for them. And by the way, sending this ATF team, they're saying something. I'm grateful for anything they can send, but the ATF team is basically it's a gun registry chase technology that they've sent in a van that goes out and it picks up bullets or casings, and it's able to, and in some cases bullets, and it's able to try to identify types of guns that were being used, or if there's a gun left at the scene, they're able to trace it more quickly with the technology on board this vehicle. That's great. I hope that's helpful. But that is not the end all be all here. Right. That is not in and of itself. It's kind of a bit of a drop in the bucket. And I know that it's good politics. And here's the thing that scares me, is it is good politics in America for national and other state races, for people running for national office, if you will, people who are running for Congress or Senate or the presidency, or whatever it happens to be, to decry the violence in Chicago and call out Chicago as a city that, you know, Barack Obama's from and that Hillary Clinton is from and Rahm Emanuel is the mayor of and all that. Mm-hmm. And it's the liberals, it's this and it's that. But that hurts us. I know it plays well politically if you're in Kansas and you're running for Senate, fine. But, or for these guys to continue to do it, but it does not help Chicago at all. It's using Chicago as a political battering ram. Mm-hmm. And there are solutions that need to be employed here, and serious real solutions need to be attained and to be sought, not just sought, but enforced, applied here in Chicago, because it's, you know, and we need people of goodwill from the federal government, whether it happens to be Homeland Security or it happens to be the FBI, ATF, any of those kinds of organizations that have something to do with here. But I do not want to be the political puppet and punching bag just so, you know, some guy in Oklahoma can get elected. It's wrong. So this is nothing to do with sanctuary cities, or let's put it this way, very little. Very little. If that were the only problem we had here, we'd be very, very happy.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Off my soapbox now. All right, checking in at
number four.
Oh, this guy had a bad weekend. Governor Chris Christie held a press conference to announce a deal to end the state government shutdown of public parks and beaches, but then he took his family out to one of the closed parks and beaches to go take a picture. They actually did take pictures of themselves there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But there were pictures also being taken by a passing helicopter.
Yeah.
Which didn't...
He's easy to spot. It
didn't work
from the
out.
Sky.
There he is!
Yeah. But, basically, it's sort of, you know, he's leaving office coming up here.
Yeah. Got a 15% approval rating right now, I think.
That what they're saying, the lowest they're saying is being reported on CNN. Take that the way you will. It's being reported that 15% approval rating is the lowest any governor has ever enjoyed.
Ooh.
Or despised in the history of reportings.
Oh, gosh.
So there's that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, here he is at the press conference announcing that everything's fine now.
I don't count going out on the beach after I've been working all morning to sit and talk with my wife and our guests for 40 minutes before I had to leave to come back to work as getting sun. That wasn't what I was out there to get. The way I took Claude's question was, hey, were you like out laying out getting a tan today? That wasn't what I was doing, and that's not what those pictures show. Sitting there with a baseball hat and shorts and a T-shirt talking to my wife and talking to our guests. I don't apologize for it. I don't back away from it. And I think my poll numbers show that I don't care about political optics.
That's for sure.
Okay. Wow. All right, then.
Listen, let me tell you something. It's nice that he makes the acknowledgement he's not caring about the poll numbers. He might want to tell his buddy about that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
They did a huge sand sculpture on the beach now of Chris Christie. Someone did. It's
like
it's fantastic.
It's like really big.
It's giant. It's even bigger than him. They used all the sand.
We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Powdermedic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots. Con Show with Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper in for Anna today. She returns tomorrow. Richard's going to be reviewing, coming up on this program, the new Spider-Man film. Spider-Man.
Homecoming.
We do it all over again.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Where did he go? Where does he got to go?
I'll explain the meaning of that title.
I don't understand. Okay. Top five, though, continues. Checking in at
number three.
The guy behind Boys in the Hood is bringing the story of crack cocaine to the small screen starting tonight on ABC. John Singleton's new drama series, Snowfall, centers on crack cocaine and the effect it had on the people, culture, and crime in L.A.
There's three characters. One's a CIA agent who feels that he's a young guy who feels that if he opens up this drug pipeline between Los Angeles and this Central America, that he'll rise within the agency's ranks. Mm-hmm. There's a Mexican luchador wrestler who is working for a Mexican family who is into the marijuana trade. The lead daughter of that family wants to get in cocaine, where her family doesn't want to get in the cocaine business. But she wants to get in the cocaine business, but he helps her. And then there's a black kid who's from South Central Los Angeles who learns how to sell coke from an Israeli drug dealer. It's essentially really about how cocaine changed Los Angeles. We hear the story about Scarface and, you know, the Miami drug trade all the time, but we never hear anything about the West because people don't really know about what happened in the West Coast.
Hmm. Well, you know, crack cocaine is interesting. Again, we've referenced this a couple times on the show today. 60 Minutes Australia did a piece on Chicago violence, and it's fascinating. DNAinfo.com's got it. The DNA Info Chicago. Where is it? Chicago DNA? How does it?
DNA Info.
DNA Info. Yes. Has it. And you can watch the, it's, you know, standard 60 minutes, two pieces, you know, maybe a total runtime of 10, 12 minutes, something like that. But it's fascinating. And they do talk about the impact. And they got these guys, gangbangers, to open up because it was this this little lady from Australia asking them questions. Yeah. And it's fascinating sort of international look. They take away all of the politics of America around it, and they just look at the problem. And one of the interesting things that happens in this this piece is they're talking about how anything now, gangbangers, about anything now turns into a shooting. Anything. You can fight over a bag of chips, and it turns into a shooting. Jeez. And a lot of that is temperament fueled because just people are dysregulated. Essentially, and then the drugs and alcohol, and crack cocaine being the drug of choice there.
Right.
So it's still active, it's still pervasive, and it makes people crazy and quick to any kind of decision.
Jeez.
So it's really pretty. It is pretty daunting. That's kind of a timely piece by John Singleton. All right, checking in on
number two.
Uh oh. Do you know that now Jay-Z and Kanye don't like each other anymore? I'm having so much trouble.
So confusing.
I don't know. Who's Rob Kardashian mad at? He's mad at Blac Chyna.
Well, that's his baby mama.
Yeah, but he took pictures of her naked and put them on the internet.
Seen it 100 times.
Because he was mad at her because she's still sleeping around. Apparently, T.I. paid her to be his woman.
Those pictures, too. I mean, Blac Chyna, you could see all the way to Beijing. Let me tell you, there's no, I mean, they are not soft. Anyway, holy cow.
So,
save a trip to the doctor.
So, actually, doctors are calling now and going, you know, you might want to have that check.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but anyway, the point is, I don't know, I can't tell. Will celebrities get all mad at each other now? But apparently, there is a feud that is starting now between Kanye and Jay-Z. Now, Kanye fired the first shot with that rant last year during a concert.
Beyonce, I was hurt. You said you wouldn't perform unless you won Video of the Year over me and over how I play. I've been sitting here to give y'all my truth, even at the risk of my own life, even at the risk of my own success, my own career. I've been sitting here to give y'all the truth. Jay-Z called me, bro. You still ain't called me.
I like the was there a woman being assaulted there in the middle of that?
There's a scream going on. There.
What a baby!
He is a big baby.
He just needs to stop.
He gets very worked up about those trophy ceremonies.
That's true.
I want more than a participation trophy. It's like a little leaguer. Jeez.
Don't do us any favors. Just sing.
Well, now Jay-Z has unleashed on Kanye with his new. With this single off of the 444 record, which just dropped over the weekend, Jay-Z's newest. Does he in any way reference what happened with Beyonce? Is there anything in there about that?
Yes, there's a bunch of lines that connect to the Lemonade album.
Oh,
he basically apologizes for what seems like infidelity.
Really?
You know
what I hear here? The cash register is ringing.
Well, you know, they say that one incident on the elevator. Remember when Solange was like beating on Jay-Z for cheating on Beyonce? That was all on the elevator. And they say from that elevator incident came three albums, two great ones and one by Solange. I hear. That's what the kids are saying.
So here is Jay-Z's musical response to Kanye West called Kill Jay-Z.
Oh, geez.
You dropped out of school, you lost your principles. I know people backstab you, I felt that too. But this everybody attitude ain't natural. But you ain't the same, this ain't kumbaya. But you got hurt cause you did kumbaya. You gave him 20 million without blinking. He gave you 20 minutes on stage. Was he thinking? Wrong with everybody is what you saying. But if everybody's crazy, you're the one that's insane.
What is happening?
That is a great line, though. If everyone's quite crazy, then you're the one insane.
Are these guys too old for this? Jay-Z's like 50.
Why don't they just call each other and talk instead of making an entire album about this?
Again, you people are missing the point.
Money.
Cha-ching.
Oh, I gotcha.
Golly gee.
That should be my rap name, cha-ching.
But you got to say it like that every time.
Cha-ching!
I mean,
that's my name.
That's not a very good example for
sideways visor.
For what is South and Baby Blue, their kids. Aren't their kids going to grow up friends?
It's Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy and North by Northwest?
Yeah.
Saint. Just a bunch of random words together.
Right, it's like word salad. They take it all from a Trump speech. All right. And finally. I don't understand
the world.
Don't understand the world anymore.
Oh,
nothing says party time. Excellent.
There you go.
Quite like what happened yesterday, the 25th anniversary of Wayne's World. Aurora notched up the party by setting the Guinness Book of World Records for headbanging at River Edge Park last night.
All right.
People in a sea of flannel and bandanas shook their heads up and down, emulated Wayne and Garth as they drove through the town in the 1992 film. Over 1,000 people showed up and broke the existing record.
Okay.
All right.
That's nice. There Maybe Jay-Z could do a remake of that Bohemian Rhapsody. I'd listen to that.
Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.